Welcome to the MVP.
It's the Mainstream Podcast.
We back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. What it do? What's happening? Welcome this week. Today, we recording this a day after April Fool's Day. I'm glad I didn't get none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody hit me with the April Fool's.
Got it.
I didn't want to say nothing until after the day was over because I feel like somebody was going to be corny and try to get me last minute. But it's over. You got to wait till next year.
Okay.
I ain't got to worry about this stupid ass shit. Anybody got you, man? Anybody was trying to do that dumb ass shit to you?
Nah, I think they know better out here. I ain't with the fuckery. Feel me, dog?
That's just right you up. That's why.
You're fucking right, goddamn. You're fucking right. Leave me the fuck alone, man. Yeah. Chill a little, baby. You hurt?
Man. Oh, man. You know we got to figure out what's going on, man. I need to know what happened with you this week. And what's up with this pizza stuff, man, I've been hearing about, man. What's up?
Look, man. But it's crazy, man. Ironically, this is the second time. It's the same pizza spot. If anybody remembers, for viewers that have been with us a long time, right? They remember the last time that I showed them what my pizza looked like when I asked for tomatoes and potatoes, right? And they put French fries on my pizza, right? I don't know if people remember that. You know,
for potatoes, though, man. It's technically potatoes. Yeah.
It's technically, we had this discussion, man. Yeah. Don't put no French fries on my shit. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, cool. It's late in the night. I was like, shit, I need something else to consume. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, that's the last spot that's on base that's open until 11:30 at night, right, people? So here it is, 10:40. You know, also they cut off certain things on the menu. So I was like, I'll just get a pizza and roll, right? So what they like to do is their pizza traditionally is like, it's real thin, right? The dough, right? So it's thin crust already, and it be feeling like cheese sticks, okay? Or breadsticks, right? So it's barely no sauce in between the ingredients. I'm like, okay, let me tell the niggas extra sauce, right? So check it. I said, hey man, tell the dude give me extra sauce, man. I'm like, it'd just be nothing but bread and cheese over there. And I'm lactose intolerant, people, y'all know this, but I can't eat a sauce pizza. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just haven't tried that. I don't think I'ma like that.
It's,
you know,
good,
what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah.
Sauce pizza.
I might give it a go. I might give it a go one of these days, right? Mm-hmm. So I do that. They get my stuff ready, right? I go up there. Dude proudly took it out the brick oven. Put it in a box. He said, number 100? I said, that's me, dog. I go up there. He shows me. The sauce is not in between the layers. Yeah. That nigga drizzled the sauce on top of the cheese itself. Okay? I ain't never seen nobody, when they say, give me extra sauce, put the sauce on top of the pizza. And I wish I had my phone on me to take a picture of this bullshit, because again, y'all know I don't lie to y'all, but sometimes I don't feel as though y'all really believe what I be telling y'all. Okay? I'm not that crafty. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mind don't work on lies like that. It be real shit that's happening to me that I express with the people. And the nigga had the nerve, though. The dude literally had it. I said, bro, what's that? And he was like, it's the extra sauce. I said, bro, the extra sauce is supposed to go on top of the dough and then the cheese on top. He was like, oh, okay. So you don't want it? Motherfucker, what? Nigga, I paid for this. I was like, okay. So I was like, well, how about this, man? I was like, if I made your food right now and I plucked some of my chin hairs off and sprinkled it on your food, would you still eat it? Would you still take it? No, right? You would want something. Nigga, give me something new.
That ain't the same. That ain't the same equivalent.
That's the best thing.
That's not the same thing. Nah, I'm with dude on this.
Okay, that's like
this out.
That's like the movie Waiting, right? That's like the movie Waiting. Okay. Say I go to Burger King, because they fucked up my shit too. So say I go to Burger King and I say, hey, let me get the quarter pounder, no cheese, no onion. Mm. Right? You take the cheese off, but you left the onion. Mm. Should I consume that? Or should I tell you take it back because I told you no onion in the first place? Would you eat that if I fucked up your sandwich?
It's not the same.
Would you eat it if I gave you something that you don't eat? Which and you discreetly told me, explicitly told me, don't give me that, and I give it to you anyway. What you gonna do?
That's not what happened though, but the nigga gave you what you asked for. He just didn't give it to you the way you wanted it. Yeah, you asked for extra sauce. Like, he gave you extra sauce. And he was like, you know what? Let me put this on top because this nigga ain't going to believe I gave him extra sauce unless he could see the shit. That's what the nigga did. You could have ate that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that pizza, bro.
Bro, this is the equivalent. If you was going to do that, you might as well just gave me the sauce in a fucking jar or a little different thing, and I could have dipped the shit myself. If you was going to give me extra sauce like that, I wouldn't need you to sprinkle it cold-ass sauce on top because it's not heated sauce. He didn't put that in the pizza. No, fuck no. This shit got twisted on. Like, come on, brother. What the fuck is you talking about? This straight out the town, man. These niggas crazy, bro. Like, look, nigga. Nah, bro. I don't understand these folk out here, man. Like, there's not that much language, much of a language barrier to where you know how to fucking make food. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's no other person on base they don't did that to. Because I asked pizza. Not pizza. I asked people, you know what I'm saying? Hey, have you asked for extra sauce? My colleagues, you know what I'm saying? They was like, yeah. I was like, how did they do your sauce? They was like, on the dough and then the toppings. I was like, well, why the fuck would they put my sauce on top of the toppings? Shit don't make no sense, baby.
Man, he probably trying to hook you up, dog.
Man, fuck no.
Bro probably told him to put extra sauce on it, but he didn't believe him. He's like, man, all the sauce just shriveled up in the burner. You know what I'm talking about? He's like, fuck it. Let me put some more of that sauce on that for that man. Bro, hey, trying to hook you up, dog.
That nigga don't hook me up, bro.
Ungrateful,
just do it the traditional way. You know what I'm saying? Just do it the traditional way. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That shit right there had me hot, bro. Then I was already hungry, so I had to wait even longer. You know what I'm saying? That's just one feeling that shit, bro.
Did he did it right the second time though?
Yeah, he got it right second time.
Okay,
he got it right second time.
It was almost the equivalent as if you got a burger and said, "Give me extra ketchup," and then he put it on top of the bun. I would have took that. Like I wouldn't have.
Okay,
I would have like ate you. That. Well, for you to say chin hairs and all, I'm like, he gave you what you asked for. He didn't give you nothing extra. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you didn't ask for.
Look here, man. Still gave me what I didn't want in one way or another, and then told me eat the shit. That's what it boils down to. Nigga had nerve. I paid $10 for this. You know what I'm saying? Go tell me eat the shit.
If I was there in line, I'd be like, yo, y'all ain't gonna do nothing with that pizza, man. I just take that one. Y'all gonna throw away, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody gonna want that shit. By the time you saw how, like I said, when all the damn toppings, like the shit flimsy already, the slice ain't strong. So it would have literally just, man, come on, bro. With that avalanche. Yeah, there you go. But an avalanche of cheese and sauce just sliding right off the bread, man. Nobody want that shit. The nerve of these niggas.
What place is this?
Spiazzi. Like, it's not even like spelt a real word, so I don't even know how to say the shit. Six Spiazzi. They say six Spazies, but I don't see how it's six Spazies. Italian place. That's the only one on the base. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Spazzi, or whatever the hell y'all name is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gave that man extra sauce. I know how Book Riley and one of y'all establishment before, and y'all know how Book is. So you like, nah, this nigga gonna see this shit. You know what I'm talking about? He ain't gonna be telling me I ain't giving no sauce. He's like, I gotta show him to make sure. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I feel where bro coming from, man. Hey, I can't rock with you on this one, Book. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I just take the fuck up. You know what I mean? Because I'm hungry and I just be like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I had time tonight. You know what I'm saying? Make it again. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, you're gonna have to wait. It's gonna be a longer wait. Nigga, I don't care. I don't want that. He was trying to upsell me to take the shit so he ain't have to waste it. Well, you're gonna have to wait a little longer because the other orders. That's fine. I will gladly wait, brother. I will gladly wait for what I paid for, what I asked for, the way that I wanted it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm not anybody eat that shit, man. You crazy. Nah, them niggas wild, bro. I ain't never met them niggas like this, man. So yeah, bro. Can't do it, baby. Can't do it.
Anything else happen, man, besides the pizza fuck up, man? The pizza gate?
Man, piece of cake.
Hold on, is it that's the same place you put fries? They put fries on the motherfucker?
Yeah, that's like, what
why
I
is
said.
That even an option? Like, I've never heard nobody putting potatoes on a pizza though. That's crazy.
It's supposed to be fresh potatoes, man. It's supposed to be diced.
It don't matter. That's still crazy. I ain't never heard nobody put.
You ain't never?
No, mate. Hell no. Nah. I ain't never heard no potatoes on a pizza.
All right. So peep this. Out here, they got all types of cream cheeses too. Now, I might have shared that too. They got shit I ain't never heard of. You know, here in the States, it's like fruit cream cheeses. You know, strawberry, pineapple, regular, original, whatever, and whatever. You know what I mean? Maybe a hazel or some shit. I don't know. Out here, it's literally shit. I would have to walk through. You know what, people? When I go through the grocery store, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just videotape the shit that they got out here. The cream cheese flavors. Because y'all niggas ain't going to believe me. These niggas, the most nastiest shit I ever seen on cream for the flavor that they got a salmon cream cheese flavor. That shit sounds so damn disgusting. It's just not appealing to me. You know what I'm saying? For y'all who like, I like salmon. But I don't like it as no cream cheese spread on no sandwich or a bagel or whatever they put it on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go through the Lulu's or the Salton Center and I'm going to just show y'all the lineup of original shit that they got out here that they ain't got in America. Now, if any of y'all need me to bring something through customs, it might cost you a little. It might cost you a lot. But it'll cost you. You know what I'm saying? I will gladly bring it so you can test the shit. You feel me? Y'all let me know.
We got stuff you ain't got either, though. You know what I'm talking about? We got the 7-Eleven hot dog water over here. You know what I'm talking about? They just came out.
Blitty juice.
Yeah. That's the greatest thing, man. If you out here drinking hot dog water, you wild for that.
Sparkling
hot dog water. That's wild. I guess they had to do something with all that damn hot dog juice. They was like, fuck it. Let's repurpose the baggies and shit. Crazy.
That's nasty, bro. I ain't never got a partner that's gonna drink it though, so it's all good.
Yeah.
He say he not. He said hell no. Nah, that's what he told me.
Yeah.
I know the nigga on his urge of his love and affection for hot dogs in general. Now I don't know funny stuff, people, but literally like Frankfurters, whatever they call them, ballpark Franks. All of that is a pause. It don't matter how you say hot dog. It's all pause word. But he gonna drink the drink, cause. Is the curiosity of, well, damn, I love hot dogs. Now they got a drink. I can see it coming. I can see it happening. Part of me see it coming. See it happening. You know what I'm saying? You don't even tell me. Don't even tell me you did it, brother. Don't tell me you did it.
Man, we got a partner that the same dude he talking about just love hot dogs. I never seen a nigga that love hot dogs more than like hamburgers. That's crazy to me. No. That's why. You a different type of nigga. Love my dude, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You shouldn't like hot dogs more than hamburgers. It just seemed weird. I don't know.
It's not organic. You know what I'm saying? It's really not. Now, I love me a Frankenbanks. Frankenbanks! Love me a Frankenbanks. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't eating beanie weenies all day either. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I just, hey, bro. Hey.
Hey, to each his own. You're...
Man, got a nigga that love hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? Got a nigga that, hey, people, let me give y'all this recipe right quick. Our brother shared this with us on the video game the other day, right? On how to make the perfect tea.
Okay.
Give y'all an inside scoop. Give y'all an inside scoop. This brother said, not bullshit. This is what you got to do. He said, what you got to do is dip the bag in cold water. Just dip it. And then squeeze with your hands. Okay. And then once all that flavor stops in that in your cup, then you put the hot water. You put that into the kettle or on the pot, however you heat up your water for your tea, right? You put that in there. You let it boil. Let it stop.
You let it get warm. You squeeze it with your hands?
Squeeze it with your hands. Then you stop. Okay? Mm-hmm. You let it sit and get warm. Okay? Then you put ice cubes in it. To make it cold. And then while the ice cubes are still in there cooling it down, you put it back in the kettle and boil it some more, and then you take it out and you drink it. He said, that is the perfect tea.
Oh, man.
That's what that brother said. That's what that brother said. Y'all try that if you want to, and you let me know how it tastes. But that's what my nigga said. I don't know how true that is. Mm-hmm. But he said that give him the most exquisite tasting tea he ever had in his life.
Okay. I ain't gonna try that one. Nobody want to put their tea packet in my hand and squeeze it and do all that shit.
But it's cold. You know what I'm saying? It's cold. So I guess it's like cold pressed. You know what I'm saying? Or cold squeezed. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Shout out to you, Pazai. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, Pazai. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Niggas pop that thing. Yeah, that nigga.
Yo, man, it ain't really been a lot that happened since last time we was on here, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's been a slow week, man. It's crazy. Ever since Diddy happened, the bridge happened. It ain't really been too much going on. This week is spring break. Last week and this week, spring break. A lot of people off on vacation type stuff. So I don't know. Maybe news is stopping. The only thing I can talk about really is that you know what I'm saying. We got the women's NCAA basketball. We had LSU play Iowa, and then we had USC play UConn. So I mean, two good games that went on. Everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark because she hit a 40 piece against LSU and got them, you know what I'm saying, got over the hump. They won that game, and then USC went home to UConn. So Juju Watts, my girl Juju, is back at the house, unfortunately. Anything you want to talk about with them games, man? What happened?
Paige is cold, man. Paige is cold. Yeah. I don't think people realize how good she is, man. Mm-hmm. I know we early in the days, y'all. You know, by the time y'all probably see this shit, fucking Final Four probably don't happen. Maybe even the championship. You know what I'm saying? But that's the perks and benefits of us recording early. We can report the news the next time. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. Even with that being said, man, we can give our predictions, I believe, of who we think might be there and who we think might win. And then let's see how that, you know, how the story unfolds. But with those games in general, man, I kind of felt like the story was going to be for Caitlin Clark to overcome. I just felt like they was going to win that game. I don't think they was the better team, but I just think the writing was on the wall, man. Her breaking all these records. You know, you hear about the news of her being in the Big Three and all this other crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just is one of them years. I'm not going to say it's going to be a storybook ending. You know what I'm saying? Where she win it all. Maybe I will, y'all. But I just think it's one of them things like you just can't stop this force from happening. You know what I'm saying? It's like they say, it's when the immovable object meets the, you know, the unstoppable force or whatever they, you know, however they coin that shit. It's literally, it's just some people's time. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of felt that they was going to win. Didn't want them to win, but I just kind of felt like they was going to get their get back. But that was a hell of a game. I mean, I know she had 40. She didn't shoot it particularly well, but she did a lot of other things that was just like, this girl good. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the LSU team. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, Angel Reese almost had a 20-20. You know what I'm saying? Albeit in a losing effort. That last play where they called the charge, that and one should have literally been an and one. You know what I'm saying? The game was over. They weren't going to win anyway, but that kind of stymied her 20-piece. You know what I'm saying? Because that would have gave a 19. If she would have converted on a free throw, she would have had a 20-20 game. You know what I mean? So, in hindsight, Juju and Paige, that's the game I wanted to see, man. And ironically enough, both those games was tied up at halftime.
It was. Let me get into that real quick. Let me talk to the LSU real quick, just so we can move on all together. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to come back to it. LSU, man, and Iowa. Shout out to them, man. I think LSU had the better team overall. But old girl Caitlin Clark, she did it. I'd be mad about that, man. He handled the business. So what I will say is I was kind of mad about I was kind of mad at the end of the game when they did the press conference. I was mad to hear about all the stuff that Angel Reese had been going through, death threats and all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about? And we already knew about the biases that they've been doing. I mean, they've called it out. Haley Van Lith, I think her name is. She talked to it and stuff like that about the they called it racist, but I'm gonna keep it that. I think that's a good word. I mean, the biases. Shout out to them for standing strong. Shout out to them for doing their thing. Shout out to Angel Reese, Flaje, all them girls. They balled. They did their thing. I think they had the better team. I think Caitlin just balled out. Sometimes that's how it goes. Sometimes the better player win. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. We'll see. I think they got I know Caitlin don't have another year, right? She's a senior this year, right?
Senior. Yep.
Yeah. I think Angel got another year, if I'm not mistaken.
She does. But she said she'll decide after, you know. Well,
yeah. Hopefully she come back. I want to see her play another year, because I mean, might as well. Shit, you ain't gonna get more money than you gonna get in.
Really not. You was I not really get that over there. You know what I'm saying? So
I would stay right where I'm at until they force me about that thing. You hear me? So
6 year senior. What you talking about?
I ain't lying. You shit. I'll be there all day.
But shout out to my PhD and masters, man. What you talking about?
You ain't lying. But shout out to 20. Yeah. She had 24 assists, two steals, three blocks, 17 points. But I'm fucking that all up. That was Angel Reese. Flaje had 23. That was dope. I mean, and then that girl on the other side with the 41-12. That's crazy. Yeah. 41-12.
Oh, she crazy. Had 7 or 9?
She had 7 rebounds.
7? Okay. I thought she had 9.
Two steals, 1 block. She had 5 turnovers, though. Yeah, duh.
She holds, you know what I'm saying? She the orchestrator of the offense. So I mean, I can't. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody else handling that rock on that team.
And I won't let nobody handle the rock, but shoot.
Hello. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
But now you good. Let's go on to USC UConn, man. Let's hear about that, man.
Yeah, man. So it was a great game, man. It sucks that, you know, when you got those elite level talents in any sport, you know what I mean? Regardless of the team that you cheer for, it's always bitter. You know what I mean? Because when you're in these elimination type games, you know, you don't get to see that talent again until the coming season, if they're able to return or if they can carry on and go to, you know, to the next level. But those are the matchups that we know don't happen like that. You know what I mean? It's only in March Madness, unless those two individual players or however it goes are in the same conference. You know what I mean? A la South Carolina and an LSU, you get those battles. You know what I mean? But UConn and South Carolina and USC don't typically and traditionally play each other. You know what I mean? And it just so happened that those two outstanding young women were able to go head to head. Shit. Paige averaged 28 this year. Juju averaged 27. Mm-hmm. We know she can get 40-50 on you. You know what I'm saying? It's been proven. Mm-hmm. So people looking forward to that. Hell of a game, man. Hell of a game. Hell of a performance by those two women. Like I said, it just sucked that one of them had to lose because, you know, they both go off. I think Juju has every possible skill set and tool. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. I see a lot of women players, especially this year, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been more popular and more popping than the men's side, you know what I mean? That can really fucking ball, you know what I'm saying? But Juju, for all intents and purposes, just hit me out, people. She hooped like a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say that, but I really think you could put her with the men and you wouldn't even know that she's a female. Like, her body movement, the shiftiness, the craftiness of her, like, she doesn't even dribble like a female. And I know that sound away, people, but I think y'all know what I'm saying without taking offense. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all do. And because I'm giving credit, I'm not trying to slight nobody or anything like that or the sport. Because I just gave y'all pride. It's been the most popular thing, most exciting thing in college. You know what I mean? Damn near on TV, even better than the NBA at times. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather see these women play you know, certain teams, obviously, with the marquee names. But, like, they have not disappointed me. But I think Juju is she reminds me. There's only other one woman that I can recall who's my favorite player who actually happened to play for UConn.
Oh, I thought one. I knew you better have said her. I was about to say, because that's who she reminds me of.
That is it. And I think that's why I take a liking to her so much. Cause I'm like, what she remind me of? And for people who don't know, right? So I saw my more like her senior year of high school, then going into college, follow that, you know what I'm saying? I was like, it got cold, you know what I'm saying? Then she went to the Lynx or whatever like that. But the correlation for me to really like, watch how this all come together, y'all. So Maya Moore to me reminded me visually at the time of Sanaa Lathan. Okay. Mm-hmm. I took a liking to Maya Moore because of that. And then she fucking cut a hoop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now we fast forward and to where we talking about Juju, right? Mm-hmm. Juju reminded me of Maya Moore. Well, fuck. In Love and Basketball, what school did Sanaa go to? She went to USC. All this come together and come around full circle for you niggas. You know what I'm talking about? I think that's why I'm just like, yo, this girl can do this motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really looking forward to her next season. You know what I'm saying? And whatever accomplishments, whether they can win a championship or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm rooting for her success individually. You know what I'm saying? I have never bought a female's jersey before. I think I'm going to have to go get me a Juju jersey. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to get Maya, Juju, and what's my girl? Sabrina. The white mamba. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm going to have to. There's some females that I'm just like, man, I ain't got no problem supporting y'all. You know what I'm saying? And those three women right there, like, I think they go off. You know what I'm saying? Or have been or did at the time in which they played, you know what I'm saying? But I do, you know, acknowledge all of the history, you know what I'm saying? Cheryl Swoops, you know, and, what's my other girl that Sandy played for Cooper, Houston? All of them. Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of great talents that came through, but these ones really just be like, damn, y'all go hoop. And I am looking forward to seeing what Paige can do. I don't, who's playing who?
Well, Iowa is playing UConn. They play on Friday. So who you got out of Iowa and UConn?
Man, real talk. Going UConn, man.
I think their team is better.
Believe in Paige, man. I believe in Paige. I believe Paige is. It's like that. And a lot of people forget that Paige is like that because of the injuries that she battled. Mm-hmm. Paige is really one of them ones. You don't talk about. So, yeah.
I'm going to go Iowa.
The reason I'm going to go
Iowa is because if the girl go out for 40 again.
Paige can match that, though. That's the thing.
I think she can, but I don't think she doesn't necessarily go like Caitlin does. Caitlin gets the ball and she pretty much gonna shoot that motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? Unless somebody's wide open.
It's going up.
It's going up. So I think she has more opportunities than I think Paige would to make that score a little bit better. But I do believe that UConn has a better team. I don't believe in Iowa's team. They don't seem that good to me. It seems like they got one good player and a lot of decent role players. And they're going from there. On the other side, we got South Carolina and NC State.
Oh, it's South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. We know
ain't got to talk about right there. Ain't that talking about right
there. Both teams play on Friday. So, I mean, but you think that maybe Sunday or Saturday? What? They don't
win the championship. They give it a little bit more time, I think. Hmm. So
April 7th. What is April 7th? That's Sunday.
I was gonna come out. Oh, hey, yeah. Well, people. Well, hey, you know what I'm saying? Right on time. This is right on time for our producers. Then, what I will say though, people, is if Iowa so happens to beat UConn. I'm going Iowa overall.
Hell no.
I don't want to. I told you, the way the writing's on the wall, storybook endings, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the setup is right there. You know what I'm saying? It's right there for the taking to cement her as what they are coining her already. You know what I'm saying? The greatest female. I don't think she's the greatest because you haven't won no championship. So how can you be better than Maya Moore? I don't care that you scored a lot of points. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. J.J. Redick scored the most points in Duke history. He ain't better than Grant. He ain't better than Kyrie. He ain't better than Jay Whitten. You see what I'm saying? So, well, I can't put Kyrie because Kyrie was one and done. But Jay Will, to me, and Grant Hill are the greatest Duke players that they've ever had. You know what I'm saying? And Jay Will was different, and I wish that he didn't hurt himself. You know what I'm saying? Because he would have been one. Yeah, well, it was a talent. But, I would have to say Iowa, as much as it pains me. I believe in Dawn Staley and not losing.
It sound like it.
I do, but I just think that it's just one of them things, man, where, you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you like this. They going to come out there. I think they want to play Caitlin because they owe her some revenge. You remember they Caitlin got them out last year.
Oh, that's what got them.
Iowa got them out last year. They were supposed to play LSU in the championship game, but Caitlin didn't won. That revenge is coming. They can't wait to play Caitlin. Them girls, they can't wait. And I think they're going to blow out NC State. And then when they get to Caitlin better be on fire. That's all I got to say. She won't hers. And then that's when she started with that. I think she was waving at him. That's when she waved at him. So that's why Angel Reese waved at him or whatever, did that stuff with the face. That's why Angel Reese was going extra heavy. Oh, yeah, she did that. Can't see me. That's what it is right there. So, yeah, that's why Angel Reese was going so hard. She was like, I got it. You know what I'm saying?
South Carolina, y'all. Huh? Gamecocks. Hey. Going South Carolina. If whoever, it don't matter who make it out that game then. Yeah, it's Carolina.
Going South Carolina. Shout out to the champs.
Congratulations, remember, ladies.
We early. Shout out to the South Carolina Gamecocks for the win. Did a good job. I know y'all was hooping. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my girl with the what's her name? Her name started with like an M or something like that. She wild too. Oh. She got some handles and she always be finger rolling that thing when she come through that lane. She clean with it. I can't remember her name though. But shout out to you. I think her Instagram was like Fly with the Lay or some shit like that. Dope.
Great play.
Yeah, she got that handle too. She be throwing that rock and she be laying it up all crazy, just unnecessary. Just going, just nice. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. I love you. It's crazy, man. A couple years ago, man, we would have never talked about women's college sports. I wanna say I'm glad that it came to this because I'm interested. I'm hoping that they take this same enthusiasm and they've already kind of doing it because I think the Las Vegas Aces is a wonderful team to watch. They got personalities. They doing stuff. Yeah. And I think they dope. Well, I watch them. I don't watch everybody, but I watch the Aces. I think they super dope. So it's coming. Mm-hmm. The momentum is building. I think if they keep on like this within a couple of years, it's going to be some millions coming up to the WNBA. Salaries are going to go up. It's going to be good.
Let's say that they deserve. It's been a long time they've been getting paid fish sticks. You know what I'm talking about? It's time to get some wild sea bass up in there. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the ladies have always been more than deserving to earn an M behind their salary. You know what I'm saying? I understand it comes with, obviously, you know, TV ratings and all of that stuff, merchandise, ticket sales, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get the politics behind all of it. You know what I'm saying? And I know the higher paid NBA players advocate for, you know, more for them. Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy counting nobody's pockets, right? But I believe. Just me. Who am I? Just a messenger. I believe some of these guys who get paid them wild millions that really be talking that and feel like that Why don't you take some and give it into the NBA, the WNBA? Like, why don't y'all create like a separate pod and just, you know what I'm saying, sprinkle that out amongst them? You know what I'm saying? They don't have no in-season tournament where they just get $500K for winning the game. That $500K is more than their damn salary for the year. Like, come on, man. Come on, bro.
That's like me. I thought, we was overseas in Afghanistan.
It's like charity. It's like charity. Use it as a write-off.
Check this. We overseas in Afghanistan. We all work with local nationals. I thought they deserved to get paid more than what they got paid. But if you tell me to take some of my paper and put it to the side for the local nationals, nigga, is you doing that? Is you doing that? Just tell me, am I wrong? Nigga, I believe they should get paid more, but I think whoever's the owner need to come up with that paper. I'm not coming up with that paper. Hell nah.
Well, check it. We said it's like it's the equivalent of putting ketchup on top of the hamburger, on top of the bread. You right? We common, dog. We ain't making that elite level money
compared to where we is.
Compared to them. But I'm talking about in reality. Like the reality of our salary in comparison to theirs, we struggling to get it too. Right? But
to the NBA with their stuff, how they living and where they
man, at. They houses is already paid. Man, they choose to live luxurious. They buying Aston Martins and Bentleys for no damn reason. What you need 20 cars for? You feel
nigga,
me?
That's my shit. I want it, nigga. I want it. I bought it.
That's the difference when you buying one of your little watches for $3 million or just giving it to the WNBA or using it as a tax write-off. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the problem is? Maybe it's me, y'all. Maybe it's me, ladies. I don't know. I'm advocating for y'all to get some bread. You know what I'm talking about? By any means necessary. I'm trying.
You ain't coming in my pocket to come get it. You heard me? If I'm LeBron, first off, I'm LeBron. I'm married. How you think his wife is going to be like, so you giving these bitches money? Like, you got to
call Billy Goat,
nah, you about to cause trouble in that man's family. He paying for other women.
Look, his wife is a woman.
Yeah, who's at the
house?
She
should be about that action too.
Nah, she don't play basketball.
Stand on business.
She don't play basketball.
Stand on business. However, it gotta happen, man. Them girls deserve some M's. Like, it ain't gotta be wild salaries, you know what I mean? But they
getting closer. But you gotta fill them arenas. You gotta do stuff. You gotta do it. The NBA was in that same situation. You gotta fill them arenas. You gotta do stuff. I mean, they said that in the '80s, if it wasn't for Magic and Bird, the NBA probably wouldn't even be here now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come up with some stuff. You gotta they doing it. I was wrong when I said they need to lower the goal because I still think it'll be more entertaining. But them girls have been coming out, they've been doing their thing. Who knew all they needed was somebody just to come out here and talk shit? That's all I needed. I didn't know that. Talk your shit, go out there, play how you play, be entertaining like how they are. Who knows? I mean, we on it. Like I said, the Aces got me because I love what's my girl? Why I'm blanking right now? Sydney. Old girl Sydney. She be dancing all the damn time. Sydney Colston. That's what I'm talking about. Sydney Colston. She be killing it. What's my girl from South Carolina? Tallest, got a statue. She was just the MVP the other year. Why am I blank? It's a damn shame. Now I'm embarrassed. But I can't go on without getting a name right. Las Vegas Aces. We got to get this right, man. I'm embarrassed by you, Book. You don't know nobody, man. Let me see.
I said collegiate players.
Nah, man.
He switched it up
over,
dog.
Asia Wilson. I saw her face. I didn't even get to. I wish y'all could see my screen. I didn't even get to her name, but I got to her face, and I was like, Asia Wilson. There we go. Asia Wilson.
Okay.
Boy, I'm tripping. But okay. That's what I'm talking about.
AJA, if y'all want to know how to spell it. AJA. That's how you spell Asia Wilson.
Asia Wilson. Kristen.
She got a little pop in between the A and the J. You know what I'm talking about?
Chelsea Gray. I remember all of them.
Christian Charles Bale is an English actor. Known for his
turn that shit off.
And physical transformation.
Turn off.
His role, he has been
okay, Google, stop.
Films of several genres.
Ain't nobody he asking you nothing. Okay, Google, stop. Shit.
Damn. Chelsea Plum. We got Candace Park over there. I just came right back into it. Shout out to the Aces, man. Shout out to the Aces. I'm following y'all if I ain't following nobody else. You know what I'm talking about? So,
hey,
I'm talking about getting some jerseys. I need to get me an Asia Wilson jersey, man. That's what I need to get, man. Shoot, man, I'm about to order that motherfucker right now just because I couldn't remember her damn name, man. I apologize. But yeah, man.
But hey, y'all, I'm here for y'all. I might actually try to catch a game. You know what I'm talking about? Well, y'all ain't. But actually, y'all are probably. I think the women play in the summertime because mm-hmm. that's when the men are done.
Yeah.
They got like a weird cycle. So I might try to catch me a little game, man. I know it ain't going to be but like $20. So I could work with that. I work with that. $20. You know, it ain't expensive. And that probably give me a whole. I might be getting 3 games for $20. I don't know what type of packages they got. Because some of them women teams is not good at all. You know what I'm talking about? They just want anybody in the state.
True. When you going to be down here again?
July 15th, touchdown. You know what I'm talking about?
Man,
it's a party.
If you're going to be here August 27th, man, they playing Dallas. They playing the Dallas Wings, man. You tripping.
Yeah, ain't got that I'm much out. Time. 3 weeks, I'm out. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. 3 weeks and I'm out, man. So, yeah, bro. If I can find some games, find some teams, I don't mind traveling around. You know what I'm talking about? To go catch a game here or wherever. You know what I'm saying? I'm on vacation. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to be just stuck around the house. You know what I'm saying? I can go somewhere for, you know, 2-3 days and turn right back around and still kick it with the family and friends and everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. All good. And shop my album around. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe they played my shit exclusively in the stadium. You heard? You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't even got to give me racks on racks on racks on racks on racks. I might sign the Drewski. You know what I'm talking about? Could have been records. You heard? Talk about it.
But yeah, that thing is funny, though, man. You been watching that shit?
I catch them here and there, man. I catch that nigga, yo, man. Look, I love fresh entertainment, man. I love the originality of ideas and seeing stuff take off, man. I really do. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate on nobody. I love to see it, man. I love to see these new comedians, you know, doing their thing, man. Doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope, man. You turn a skit into a whole damn, into a show. You know what I'm saying? To where that becomes your staple. And I ain't mad at it, brother. I ain't mad at it at all. Just allow me to come out and hype the crowd up with my songs. You know what I'm talking about? Slide me 500 because I got the rights, y'all. I can perform live. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Let me come up there and, oh, that chicken, that's it. Yeah. Matter of fact, I got a new hire. She just got here. And we was talking about, they was talking about my music this morning. And they was like, oh man, yeah. So when you dropping? I was like, man, I don't know. She was like, oh, you do music? I was like, I dabble, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she was like, what's your rap name? I was like, I told her. I was like, you know, it's him, I am him, whatever one ain't trademarked, I'm gonna go with it. And I told her, you know, stand for history in the making, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting on the search to come back, let me know I'm good or not. Mm-hmm. But it was she was like, oh, okay. I was like, you never heard of him? You never heard of me? And she was like, no. I was like, then I'm not doing enough. I gotta go harder. But again, my shit ain't out to the masses. So that's why you ain't heard about me. Hey, man, I'm telling y'all, man, I say it on Looking For. Y'all ain't heard the track yet. But on Looking For, I say, best kept secret, y'all. They don't let me in. Like, it's the goddamn truth, man. Y'all don't fucked up now. Yo, good shit, dog.
Shoot,
it's
man.
Crazy.
I heard another Asia Wilson jersey, man.
Talk about it, man. You know, I'd be skeptical because I don't know what size is the order, man.
I just got the big. I thought that too. I just got the biggest size I can get, man. I just got a 2X just to make sure.
Okay.
And they said add 6 weeks for the item to ship. God, dog, nigga.
You got from NBA store? NBA.com?
I got it from they stuff. The Aces. actual page.
Well, that's it's no disrespect, but it's the fact that ain't a lot of fans out there in the world. So, you know, they got to.
Damn, 6 weeks. It shouldn't take that damn long, then.
They ain't got no 2X. They usually telling them to the ladies, man. Like,
but they say
we don't usually get male customers. That's the problem.
If it says unisex, I wasn't going
to. Oh, shit.
Yeah, shoot. I'm trying to wear my jersey. You hear me? As soon as I get it, I'm putting it on the podcast. I'm wearing my jersey, but I bought it. It'll be here soon.
Well, if yours take 6 weeks, nigga, I might as well just send my shit to the house.
Who you trying to find?
Well, I'm gonna order. Like I said, I'm gonna go on USC. I'm gonna go get me a Juju joint. I want to get Paige also because I think she cold. I don't care that she white. I think she cold. I want Hoopers. You know what I'm talking about? I'm getting me a mile more. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna get a mile more UConn and a mile more links. Like, fuck are they talking about? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, and a Sabrina Ionescu. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never been a real Diana Taurasi fan and all them others, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
They got Nike sells Juju Watkins jersey. It's sold out.
Oh. Go figure.
It's currently unavailable.
I might get lucky out here. Well, this is a country, I hate to say, that oppresses. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think they're gonna sell no women, no, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all the niggas. I probably could find me a Bronny James jersey before I find a Juju.
You know what I'm saying? That's just so hard. Everywhere, boy. Dicks and everything. Look,
nigga,
you might find one.
I know. Give me a Fugazi one. I can get a fake one. You know what I'm talking about? They make all type of shit downtown.
That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like to get one of them.
Yeah. Nigga, how you get that, Dad? You know they did that color. It's in purple. Yeah, man. This is this God tier right here, baby. You know what I'm talking about? This God tier. Yeah, man. So. Yeah, I'm gonna find something, man. I'm definitely gonna support these ladies that I feel are dope. You know what I mean? Because I don't feel no type of way about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't feel no way about it.
Oh, I should have got the other one. I got the limited edition one. I could have just got the regular one from Nike, the Asia Wilson. This is
how long that one said?
Nigga, I get it in 7 days.
Look at that. Man, go on and cancel that other one, man. 6 weeks.
That one looked like a women's jersey. It looked like a dress, though, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You see how we out here supporting you women? You know what I'm talking about? We standing on business. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. Let me share my screen, man. Let me see if I can share my screen.
We standing on business out here, dog. You know what I'm talking about? We trying to fund the league right now. Just mind it. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't gotta let that. You know what I'm saying? Can't go all out. What they got? Oh yeah, that one do look a little.
Yeah, that one look like a dress, man. Yeah,
them fancy ones. Yeah.
That ain't gonna hit it right, man.
Nah, that ain't.
Nah.
So,
yeah. Let me see. Them look all right, I guess, but I ain't paying
the
that one
right there. Yeah, that look.
This right the one there. I ordered right here.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one that I. Yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah. That's. Yeah. That'll work. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one I order. New one. So, put money where my mouth was, and I got one. So hey, it is what it is.
Hey. Talk about it.
Well, I ain't really got nothing else, my boy. You know what I'm talking about? We can go and get up out of here, Chief.
Okay.
Oh, no. We got one more thing to talk about, man. You just watched
the movie.
I got it.
This is the I ain't worried about you people, spoilers and all that alert. I ain't giving no heads up, man. I'm about to talk about King Kong Godzilla. Godzilla King Kong, the new empire. If you've seen it, stay around. If you haven't, that was your chance to get the fuck up out of here. Because I'm going.
No. They need to stay around, period. We know they fought. Like, we'll stay here and just listen to the nigga talk, man. We know
that.
We know they fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know a monkey and a dinosaur fighting another monkey. You know, you saw that from the thing. Come on, man.
Another dinosaur. It was 2-on-2. It started off 2-on-2. You know what I'm talking about? But as is all movies, except Transformers, you know what I'm talking about, with Shia LaBeouf in it. All movies, when you got these extraterrestrial, supernaturals, beings of another planet, we mess up the fucking movie. Okay? We don't need to be talking. I could literally just watch these Knicks and be thoroughly pleased with the god doggone film, right? Mm-hmm. So, it was less talking than the first one. I will say that it was less human interaction this time around. Mm-hmm. But you know, my father and my mother, they had watched it. You know, my mom fell asleep. That's normal. You know what I'm saying? My mom falls asleep on all movies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, except for, what's the name? The homie. What movie is that? The Woman King. There we go. So, she stayed awake for that. Through and through. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. But every other thing. But my dad said he watched it. And he was like, you know, he liked the first one better than this one. He was like, but the fighting was good, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'd have to say, my old man, I don't agree with that sentiment. I thought the first one was, you know, they was fighting a robot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I didn't feel like that was really a threat, because it was a you know, it was robotic. It's a power source. It's charged by something, you know what I mean? Yeah. And if that battery die on it, what we fighting, what we talking about? You know what I'm saying? So this one was a little bit more up the alley, more originality. Godzilla, what I will say, man, they make Godzilla, the correlation I got, they treat that nigga, they make that nigga like Goku. You know what I'm saying? Or they treat that nigga like Superman. There is no hope unless Godzilla's on their side and they be playing King Kong like he's some type of bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Like
they didn't, I thought they helped him out this one. They didn't, boost him up.
Still, even with the enhancement, even with the new hand, the glove, the robo arm, you know what I'm talking about? They still had Kong out there looking like he can't handle his business. You know what I'm saying? I didn't appreciate that. They had him. Now, he was standing on business when he fought the other monkey. You know what I'm talking about? The Scar King. When that, look here, bro. That nigga, it's something about the posture of the Scar King when that nigga, like, when Kong went into their lair. You know what I'm talking about? So the little monkey, I thought was, like, he could grow himself. That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, transform into a bigger. It ain't him, y'all. The little monkey is actually a little monkey. All right? So people who've seen it, you know this, right? But for the people who haven't, the little monkey is actually a little monkey. So the Scar King is literally somebody else. That nigga, like, he ain't an orangutan, but he orange looking. I don't know what kind of breed that is of ape, right? So that boy Kong was handling his business, fucking up his legions, right? So when he came into the lair, he's seeing them doing all this stuff or whatever. Kong in there like 10 toes down, you know what I'm saying? He saw one of the old gorillas drop a rock, you know what I'm saying? One of the young gorillas pressed him, you know what I'm saying? Push him down to the ground and shit. Kong went over there, extended the hand, helped that man up. That young gorilla came up on Kong, tried to flex on the OG. Mm-hmm. Know what that nigga did? Punch him dead in this shit. Night, night, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga went night, night. Yeah. After that, they done went and got the big boss. They done alerted the Scar King. Uh-huh. Scar King came out like, who is up in my shit causing a ruckus? You see, I got these bitch niggas in here moving rocks and shit while I'm overheating grapes and lizard head. You know what I'm talking about? So that nigga come out, yo, I kid y'all not, man. This nigga came out so cold, so thorough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That nigga came out like Razor Ramon would. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, yo, Chico. Like, it was one of those. Like, that's what I felt, for real. So, he get out there. You know what I'm saying? They don't turn this shit into what's that movie with Brad Pitt and the other nigga, Fight Club, right? Okay. Don't turn it into that. Them fucking apes is like beating on the ground. So they got their own tune, like, oh shit lit, bro. Shit lit. Fucking ape, the Scar King walking around Kong, like, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you into. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you about to do. Walked up to that nigga, looked at his tooth. Like, laughing at him because Kong had his tooth removed, you know what I'm talking about? And they put like some type of, you know, silver joint in there, you know, the humans, right? Mm-hmm. So they was making fun of him with that, you know what I'm saying? You can get it without them saying a fucking word. You knew what the fuck was they talking about, you know what I'm talking about? Look at this nigga, you know what I'm talking about? This nigga ain't got a real tooth. So it was one of those, man. they started fighting. I enjoyed the little mini fight scene that they had. You know what I'm talking about? And Kong started getting up in hand. So I knew that was going to be a fair battle. You know what I'm talking about? Like a fair fight. You know what I'm saying? But Scar King possessed like this little, this amulet. And it controlled an ice Godzilla, pretty much. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So it was an Icezilla and a Firezilla. You know what I'm talking about? Or a Hotzilla, however you want to call it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It was literally fire and ice. You know what I'm talking about? Yin and yang going again. And that shit was, I can't say fire because that would mean I'm siding with, you know what I'm talking about, Godzilla. But that shit was, I can't even say lit because then I'm siding with Godzilla. You know what I'm talking? That shit was nice, but that sounded like too much like ice. So that shit was good, y'all. That shit was good. You know what I'm talking about? So, it was crazy because you could tell that the Icezilla didn't really even want to. He ain't even want that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But the amulet kind of controls him. You know what I'm talking about? Or her, or whatever species it is. I don't know. But, you know, and just kind of got to do whatever you commanded to do. So that fight was dope. But when Godzilla supercharged himself, that's why he's pink, people. You know what I'm talking about? Godzilla said, oh, I feel a disturbance in the air. You know what I'm talking about? I got to get stronger. This nigga went to France. You know what I'm talking about? Ate a whole radiator, you know, a whole nuclear plant pretty much. And then swam in the ocean to some other spot where there's what they call them, a titan. Another titan that is like very strong with razor and all that, right? Killed that nigga and then hibernated in his home and absorbed all his energy, which is why that nigga was pink. All right. So, boy, look here. Look here. That pink Godzilla. Wasn't nothing pussy about that nigga. You know what I'm talking about? That nigga. Yo. That boy was on something else, man. That boy was on something else. And, you know, Kong obviously would need help to fight those people and a legion of other gorillas and apes that are at his disposal, right? So Godzilla went up to the surface world to go get him. Kong said, nigga, what you doing here? I mean, Godzilla, you know what I'm talking about? Nigga felt it in the air. That nigga took off. He said, I know this nigga. I know this monkey ain't here. Nigga took the fuck off across the world to the Egypt.
Who did?
Yeah, Godzilla. Godzilla got in that water, start fucking shit, man. He said, fuck your bridges, fuck your buildings, fuck you people. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This nigga shouldn't be here right now. So get there. Kong is on the ground saying, hey, man, peace be unto you, brother. He's telling him, I don't want no problems. He's pointing to the portal like, nigga, I need your help. You know what I'm saying? But clearly it's a language barrier. Godzilla only know wrath. This nigga jumped off the top of the pyramid, swan dive. Like, I mean, nigga put his little arms down like this.
Mm-hmm.
Tackle that nigga, right? These niggas start fighting. The whole time, Kong is like, nigga, stop. Come with me. You know what I'm talking about? Like, Kong don't really want to fight him because he knows the bigger picture, right? Yeah. So at some point in time, man, you just got to say, fuck it, man. Like, I got to be a man now. You know what I'm saying? So I had to fight back. Because that nigga, Godzilla was ready to blow that nigga head off with that power. You know what I'm talking about? That nigga charged up. That, whoo, boy, I said, nigga, duck. You know what I'm saying? So that nigga started rocking with that metal arm on him. Started whooping that ass, man. I was like, it's about time, Kong, you stand up for your fucking self. That boy hit him with a quick two-piece. Nigga went night-night. Hit that ground. Kong got on top of him, started powering that boy, you know what I'm saying, smashing him. All that. And then was starting to drag that nigga, you know what I'm talking about, to the portal where he wanted him to go all along. You know what I'm saying? So Kong tried to be peaceful about it, but I guess he did handle his business this time. They ain't playing like a bitch, but still getting steel. They had Godzilla looking like Goku out in these motherfucking streets, right? So they finally get down there. And I ain't gonna lie, the fight itself between all four was a little, it was fulfilling, but could have been longer. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at the time, and I'm like, why the movie about to end? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I know these niggas ain't gonna fight for 3 minutes, and that's all I'm gonna give. That's what I got. You know what I'm saying? But they really could have they could have extended the fight scene. It was still good. But yeah, man, that shit was I'm a King Kong Godzilla fan, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Since a child. You know what I'm saying? I've seen pretty much all of the old Godzilla movies and whatever Kong movies they've ever made. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, I'm pretty much batting about 70-80% on those. You know what I'm saying? But for a historian like myself, I love the movie. You know what I'm saying? It's great for me. So I'm not going to say, hey, man, go in there and spend your money or anything like that. But I think it's a good watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, just something to make the time go by. That's something good to watch. You know what I'm saying? So if I had to give it out of 5, graphics was extraordinary. Nicely crafted job. You get 5 out of 5 for the fights. You know what I'm saying? You get 5 out of 5 just for the monsters being the monsters, the titans being the titans. You depreciate when you bring the merit, when you bring the humans in. You know what I'm talking about? They bring it down just a little bit. So overall, I got to give it about 3.5 out of 5, if I was to say, which is good enough for me to be thoroughly entertained. You know what I'm saying? Which I was. I didn't have no problems with it. You know what I'm saying? So good watch, y'all. It was a good watch. I liked it. I liked it. Maybe people saying I'm tripping, but I liked it. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody I heard said they liked it. Everybody. Yeah. I've not heard nobody say it was terrible. I'm not the biggest King Kong Godzilla fan. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care about no animals like that. I'll watch it if I ain't got shit to do, but I ain't about to just go out of my way to go watch that motherfucker. But shout out to them. But I heard they like broke a record. They made like 80 million the first week or something like that. It went crazy. Yeah, so went crazy this week. So shout out to them.
I'm waiting on some other ones to come out though.
Which one?
I'm waiting on my Planet of the Apes.
Me too. I'm a Planet of the Apes fan, even though I don't care about no animals, but the Planet of the Apes is different. Them movies were so good that I went back and watched the original. That's how good. The new ones were so good, I went back and watched the one with Mark Wahlberg, and I said, yo, this straight too. And I went back and watched the Charlton Heston one. You know what I'm saying? I watched all them motherfuckers. Shout out, man. I love it. I like Planet of the Apes. And this one only looks like it's going to get better. This finally, it looks like it's where Mark Wahlberg and Charlton Heston was now. That's what it looks like. It's getting to that. So that's going to be super dope. I can't wait to see that.
Yes, sir.
But I love how they showed where it started from. But if you looked at the old Planet of the Apes, they actually showed that too. It was kind of dope. I like that. It was super dope. Ah, man. Well, Book, you know what time it is.
Hey, man. Well, appreciate y'all sticking around. Remember to like, share, and subscribe and comment. Like, share, subscribe, comment. Like, share, subscribe. Yeah, do all those. If I put another one in there, do it too. You know what I'm talking about? Follow us on Instagram at the MVP_podcast. There you see everything that we got going on. You know, when we post, whatever we post, you know what I'm talking about? Them clips take a lot of time, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm talking about? That ain't no just gotta watch. So I'm gonna try to get the good ones for you. And then remember this evening himself and stuff. And then remember the and then remember to email us out. Trying to go too fast at the man at manzupodcast@yahoo.com. Inquiries, questions, whatever you guys want to discuss with us, just let us know, man. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all feedback and you know, ventures that come about. But yeah, man. Dope time. Talking about the ladies, you know what I'm talking about? Letting y'all shine and thrive on the Man's View Podcast. See, we are all inclusive and not gender exclusive. You feel me? Y'all like that? Put that in a damn rap or something like that. What the fuck am I doing? Wasting damn bars.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's been another episode of MVP. We're going to holler at y'all.
Rock with consensus, and not a person can tell you that our show isn't grooving. So people, stop what you're doing and pull up a seat. We got you week after week when you're hearing us speak and always bringing the heat. From the new to the old, the fellas truly are bold. The stories never get cold, our conversations are gold. If you look at the logo, you see the trophy we hold. If you think it's a game, you know it's all in the name. We discussing it all, from our first to the last. You know we stood on our own and promised nothing but last. It's the MVP way, we hope we making your day. There's nothing more we can say, so let the video play. MVP. peace.